Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 617.
Today, Ian asks,
I've seen a lot of mentions of counterpoint in music, and it reminded me of a foreword by Alfred Bester from his book Redemolished, My Affair with Science Fiction, in which he joked about thinking he had invented the technique of counterplot. Can you explain how the technique of musical counterpoint can apply to plot construction?
Well, I hate to say this, but Alfred Bester did not invent counterplot, though he was wonderful at it. He was very, very good. Counterpoint is when you have multiple simultaneous and or dialoguing tunes that run with different rhythms, sometimes in different keys, that when played together form a greater whole than the sum of the parts because they all have mathematical relationships between their tonalities and their harmonics. This is what happens in a book when you have multiple plot lines with different thematic resonances, with different topics, different points of view, maybe different primary concerns. Like, James Michener was wonderful at this. Leo Tolstoy was great at this. Where you have different stories going along simultaneously that reinforce each other and reveal a larger picture when you take them all together. Most commonplace you'll find this in an obvious fashion is in sprawling historical epics or those books that take that tradition and roll them forward in a science fiction type of story. This is what I'm trying to do with the big series I've been talking about that isn't done yet because life keeps getting in the way. This is what Ken Follett did with the Century trilogy. Now, the Dune series didn't quite do this. It had some of these elements in it, but it was using many of the same techniques to a totally different effect that I don't think really works in a description of counterpoint. Let's see. What are some other really good examples of this? George R. R. Martin is doing this with varying degrees of success depending on the volume you're talking about with the Song of Ice and Fire, and it's done a little better in the television show Game of Thrones. Robert Graves in I, Claudius and Claudius the God did this pretty well, and the television series I, Claudius really did it well. Pullman did just an amazing job adapting it and really bringing out that multi-threaded tapestry type of sense of things. Herman Woke in The Winds of War and War and Remembrance did a masterful job at this. I think I mentioned Michener already, particularly works like Alaska and Australia and Hawaii. Michener did this weird thing where the land was the character and the people moving through it were expressions of the land. And so he did this in a very unusual way, but all of his work is just filled to the bones with this kind of thing. So yes, when you're talking about subplots and side plots and side characters, if you play them right, if you do them right, as you're putting it all together, if you write your story well, counterpoint will be almost a natural consequence of what you're doing. I was checking out the Wikipedia entry on counterpoint to make sure that I got my musical vocabulary correct, because it's been a long enough time since I studied theory that I sometimes mix things up. And there's a great quote on Wikipedia about what counterpoint is and how it works by John Ron. He says, "It's hard to write a beautiful song. It's harder to write several individually beautiful songs that, when sung simultaneously, sound as a more beautiful polyphonic whole. The internal structures that create each of these voices separately must contribute to the emergent structure of the polyphony, which, in turn, must reinforce and comment on the structures of the individual voices. The way that is accomplished in detail is counterpoint." And that is an excellent description of how you use that technique in fiction. As I read that, hopefully all of you had one or two books pop into mind that did that thing really well. Those are your models for this kind of thing. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.